You're listening to a Stand Up New York podcast.
Happy Tuesday, bitch. Yup. We're coming out on a Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. That's actually why I changed the release date to Tuesday, so I could say see you next Tuesday at the end of every episode. But no, we are moving to Tuesdays because that is just what needs to happen right now. Welcome back to Good in Bed, the only sex news variety show that matters and that I know of. I being your host, Arielle Kaplan. I never listen to any of my episodes because, like, been there, done that. But sources tell me that I was a bit all over the frickin' place. And I didn't sound like I knew anything, and it was probably pretty bad to put out as a second episode. And to that, I say slicha, which means sorry in Hebrew. I like to say slicha aval slicha a lot. So you guys are just going to have to catch up. And now brought you up to speed. I am currently recording from my father's house in Jersey City. Happy birthday, happy belated birthday to everyone's dad. It is Father's Day. And I am going to LA to see my lover, my LA lover. And last night I had dinner with our guest, Sarah Edelman, who is literally me, but type A, and I am her, but type B, and she's younger and hotter than me. So we go to dinner last night, and as I said, she's type A. So when we received a fried chicken sandwich, it was so fucking good. That was split down the middle because we were sharing plates because we're cute. The chicken was a little raw in the middle. So I was like, oh, look, the chicken's kind of raw. And Sarah's freaking out, and she's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Like, we just have to eat it. We have to eat it. What are we going to do? Apparently, she has a lot of restaurant anxiety. And the thing about me as a beta, I'm a beta when there's an alpha around. But if there are only betas and no alpha, I become the alpha. So I did the dirty work. I mean, I felt so confident doing it. Like, I really should probably just surround myself with betas so I become the alpha, because I'm very drawn to alpha energy, which really just puts me in like a bitch position. Anyway, the waitress apologizes, tells us that we get drinks on the house. She brings us another plate of food for free. And we get the chicken sandwich and fries. Oh my God, they were so good. And then the chef comes over and apologizes. And Sarah's just like, this is too much, too much. But what I took out of that encounter was that, A, it's okay and you should demand what you're deserved. We deserved a sandwich that was not gonna give us food poisoning. Yeah, not only did we get the correct chicken, but we were rewarded for speaking up. So it's really not that scary. That was a really cool, like, bonding experience with Sarah. Let's just get into it. Why do straight girls kiss at parties? About 20 to 30%, I know that's a large difference, but whatever. 20 to 30% of college women who identify as straight have kissed another girl at a party. Why? This is what the researchers who published a study in the Journal of Personal Relationships sought to find out. You know what? Wait, before that, I want to talk about me. I totally kiss girls at parties for validation, for the male gaze, but also because I'm definitely bisexual. And I mean heteroromantic bisexual, I think. Or I'm just perpetually bicurious. No, heteroflexible, I think, like, if you must force me to label myself, heteroflexible. All right. 282 undergraduate straight women, ages 19 to 41, but mostly white and mostly college freshmen. So there was probably like two 40-year-olds, were recruited for the study. And the researchers divided women who engaged in same-sex performativity into three sections. 33% of the women were other motivated to kiss women. This means it was for the male gaze, for social pressure, to shock others. And these women were most likely to be in sorority. I love watching sorority haze porn. And I will not say anything else about that. 54% of these women were profiled as ambiguously motivated. These women had less positive experiences, were less likely to re-engage, and they were mostly drunk when it happened. And 13% of these women were sexually motivated. Woo! Even though they identify as straight, these women were motivated by sexual desire, sexual experimentation, and attraction to women, despite identifying as straight. Maybe if they knew about heteroflexibility, they wouldn't identify as straight. The main takeaway of the results of the study, the researchers say, is that sexually motivated women are most likely to have a positive experience out of making out with a girl at a party. So it's not always for attention. And even if it is, like, whatever, fuck off with your judgment. I don't know why I just made a straw man of judgment. That was a little negative of me, and I'm sorry. And the results also support the idea that experimenting like this in public can be beneficial. So keep on keeping on. In high school, I made out with my best friend for guys, for sure. Yeah, I think most of the times I did it was like for attention. And I think I couldn't really access the part where I was like, yeah, I am turned on by this. I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. Okay, leave me alone. Our next item of sex news, a new map reveals the average penis size around the world. And you won't like where the UK and US rank, the US Sun reports. Fun, boring fact, actually. I used to work at the US Sun. German researchers from worlddata.info analyzed 40 studies spanning 90 countries on penis sizes. And they avoided self-reported studies because, as you know, or avid listeners of the pod will know, men lie. Hashtag don't believe men. And here are the results of the study. There was no correlation between penis size and BMI. So, like, sometimes you think a big dude might have a big dick, but in my experience, big dudes have small dicks. And it's the tiny ones you have to look out for, our short kings. Not even just short, just like really scrawny. They have like literally a third leg. And this was different than a breast study that, or breast map that these German researchers, these kinky researchers created. Women with higher BMIs did have larger boobs and like, duh, it's all fat. You know how they say a guy's shoe size is the size of his dick? Well, myth busted, bitch. That's just not true. All right, the average size of penis globally is 5.3 inches when erect. Ecuador is home to the longest penis, averaging at 6.9 inches. Hilarious. Nice. The smallest length, averaging at 3.95 inches, goes to Cambodia. I couldn't tell where the US ranked because they didn't put fucking numbers, but we were at 5.35 inches. And then I also got the UK's just because that was in the headline at 5.17 inches. And I'm also pulling Israel because I'm a Jew, 5.35 inches. And they were ranked actually very close to the US. And Argentina, because I'm also Argentinian, 5.86 inches. Very good. I'm going to give you the top 10 and then the bottom 10, okay? And no one boos or woos. We're going to clap lightly after listening to this. Okay, top 10 dick size. Number 1, Ecuador. 2, Cameroon. 3, Bolivia. 4, Sudan. 5, Haiti. 6, Senegal. 7, Cambodia. 8, Cuba. 9, Netherlands. 10, Zambia at 6.21 inches. Bottom 10, 10, Cambodia. 9, Myanmar. That was at 4.21 inches. 8, the Philippines. 7, Sri Lanka. 6, Hong Kong. 7, Bangladesh. 8, Thailand. 9, Vietnam. 10, Malaysia at a healthy 4.52 inches. Yay! And for our last piece of extremely hard-hitting news, a dating app study finds surprising zodiac dating links. 96.3 KKLZ reports. I'm always going to give credit to the journalists because that's the right thing to do as a journalist. This newish, I think, dating app called Dua, D-U-A, analyzed 500,000 of their users and determined their zodiac signs from their birthdays and analyzed their behaviors, like do they smoke, do they want kids, etc. Dua is an ethnic-based dating app, by the way. I don't know if they do for Jews, and like, sorry I'm being so biased, but, and these were the results. Virgos are the most desired zodiac, followed by Sagittarius and Libras. I am none of those things. The least desired signs are Cancer, Aquarius, and Pisces. Interesting. It's actually not interesting because I don't know anything about any of these except for my own and whoever I'm dating at the time. Scorpio and Cancer are the ultimate power couple. Mazal tov to anyone in that combination. Libra women and Pisces men have dating regret the most. So they delete their matches after going out on a date with them. Or maybe it's just after matching with them because I don't know how they're supposed to know if they went out on a date. And Pisces historically tend to pull away from relationships out of fear of being rejected. So that aligns. Which signs have the strongest desire for parenthood? Leos take the lead, followed by Aries and Capricorn. This is very interesting to me because I'm a Capricorn and I always wanted to be on 16 and pregnant. And the person I'm seeing is a Leo and can confirm. And then Aries, Ariel, I don't know, guys. Scorpio men are the most committed to making a relationship work. Good for you. So I went to the app's website and someone wrote as a review, like a couple wrote, when we have a daughter, we will name her Dua. Please don't. Please. Why? For who? For why? It's a bad idea. And now for Sarah Edelman. By day, she works as a research scientist in New York City studying reproductive health. By night, she performs comedy all over the city, hosts two monthly shows, Disco Nap Comedy in Bushwick and Unladylike Comedy at Stand Up New York. She's open for Judy Gold. She's been on two episodes of HBO's Game Theory Season 2. And you can catch her on June 30th at Caveat for a 30-minute PowerPoint presentation on her experience running a human subjects trial on male infertility and how all the research subjects fell in love with her. Here's Sarah.
Why are you good in bed? Maybe you're bad in bed.
No. Oh, I'm not. I think.
You hesitated.
No, I'm trying to think of a good answer. I am like kind of down for to vibe. And if it's not a good vibe, I'm in it for the bit. So it's fine either way by me. I don't want to say easy. I've had a lot of one night stands.
How many?
17.
Do you have a list on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you actually pull it up right now?
I actually recently deleted it.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I felt like I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 years and I felt like I didn't really need it anymore.
On the third anniversary.
Yeah.
This is my gift to you, sweetheart.
Yeah, to like set free.
I think you should go into your like recently deleted.
It might have been too long ago. I'll go look for it.
Okay. I mean, I'm just like, that's kind of important like for your descendants.
Right. No, you're right. A lot of friends I have say a lot of the time, like I'd kiss him, but I wouldn't fuck him. And to me, that's all the same.
Wait, okay. I would fuck someone but not kiss them.
Interesting.
Like, I've made out with a lot of really bad kissers who were really good in bed. Actually,
really?
I was just telling you about someone who was like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like if I've spent more than 30 minutes with you, it would be a waste of my time to not have sex with you.
Okay, and do you have sex with men and women or just men?
Sorry, only men.
Okay, sorry.
Most straight was my high school superlative.
That's awful.
I went to an all-girls school, but a lot of girls hooked up with each other, and it was never my MO. I've never kissed a girl.
Wow, wait, this wasn't like a Catholic school?
It was all girls, but it wasn't Catholic.
Like, I know you're Jewish, but a lot of Jewish girls do go to
Catholic
schools.
This was a non-denominational school.
Interesting.
In the city. I've always been boy crazy.
Okay.
My whole life.
All right. Okay, wait. I want to get into the cum.
Please. No, please.
I know you're like drowning in cum, like surrounded by semen. I love the alliteration.
Yeah. Thank you.
I've read your website.
Cum median.
Cum
Like comedian. Oh. Comedian. It's something I'm working on.
Silly.
We're workshopping.
Didn't get that one. Okay. You need to like
it's better.
Dash.
It's better. Visually.
See, it's a visual. It's joke. A visual. It's visual. Yeah. Yeah. Not audio.
Right.
Audio. Whatever.
Auditory.
You said if the vibe is good, but like, what is good sex to you? How about that?
I can't orgasm from like sex. I do a whole bit about this.
Like penetrative sex.
Like anything. Because I have a whole bit. I talk about how I started masturbating with an Oral-B toothbrush at a young age. And I think I just desensitized myself. Okay, love is love. And
just because this is a sex educational comedy podcast, I do want to say that, like, yeah, it is possible to desensitize yourself, but, like, you can bounce back.
I've heard that.
I know that's so ruining the joke, but have to.
I'm lazy. Like, I'm an efficient person. And if I can have a great orgasm from a vibrator in 5 minutes... Why would I want to take another 25
minutes?
Time
is money.
Yeah. Like, I have two jobs. Like, I'm busy.
Okay. All right. Let's get into it. Actually, wait. My mind is going so many places.
Okay.
All right. Putting a pin in the anorgasmia.
Okay.
And that means someone who can't come, and there's different types. And getting into your day job. Okay. So you have a show coming up June 30th.
Oh, my God.
At Caveat. Okay.
So I'm doing a 30-minute version of a one-woman show I'm working on, a Projector Fest at Caveat at 9:30.
Projector Fest. Cool.
Run by Reed, who's great. And it's sort of about how the boy crazy coming-of-age girl
coming of age
ended up working at a sperm bank, which is what I do. I studied women's health research for years, and then I got really my graduate degree. And then I was interviewing at jobs, and I saw a listing for reproductive health research scientist, and I interviewed for it. And the woman was like, by the way, it might not be the type of reproduction you're thinking of. We're doing a semen study. But
you hit the jackpot.
It was a recession, and I didn't know what to do. So I took the job.
What? You were going to say no to that?
I don't know. I was like, fuck. Like, I mostly, like, it wasn't what I studied. It felt silly.
Right. Okay. Right.
But it was right when I started stand-up, so I got all the male comedian sperm. And my boss was like, why is the antidepressant use so high in this sample? It's very unemployed and sad.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So like 45 comedians come for a pilot study.
On what's the study called?
The official, it's called Organophosphate Pesticides and Semen Quality in Healthy Young Men. So it's,
oh, not healthy young comedian,
no,
male comedians.
No. Well, I was allowed to get 45 of whomever I wanted.
Oh, but they were just happened to be comedians.
They happened to be comedians.
Okay, well, they're definitely in your future research. I think you should do something about male comedians.
So I did. I ranked all 45 on a scale of 1 to 10 for how good looking I thought they were and how funny I they thought they were. And I put that into like my linear regression models, and I found some really interesting stuff. And then I talked to my boss about presenting this, and she said I would have had to do all of this ethics paperwork and send it out to each participant, because that's not what you consented to when you originally started the study.
Right.
So I would have had to do all this paperwork and get a lawyer involved. I was like, it's not worth it.
So is that not what you're presenting in your slideshow?
No, I'm mostly just like talking about like my experiences.
Oh, okay.
And, like, lessons learned.
All right. Well, what I actually meant was do something on antidepressants.
Oh.
Male comedians.
Okay.
And like erection dysfunction.
Yeah. Well, one of the, in my own personal research that I did on the,
yeah,
with the data from the comedians, the ability to maintain an erection was highly correlated with my perception of how funny you are, which I think is like a big dick energy sort of thing.
That is so funny. Yeah.
Of course. I tried to measure all their penises, but they said no.
Why?
I don't know. But their reaction told me everything I needed.
And how?
You know what I mean?
That was part of the study, actually, to see their reaction to it. How does your boyfriend feel about you dealing with so many dicks?
I mean, he was my first participant.
Yeah.
But my boss and I like went over his analysis together.
And what
she was like, be careful. He was like low-key the most fertile guy in the whole study. Sperm
really?
Rocked. Yeah.
Wow. That's like,
it was like really nice. It was really nice.
So like cute.
It was really cute. It was like a beautiful blend of all my worlds.
Wow. That's like, you guys are like Besharet, like you're meant to be.
I think it's Besharet.
Wow.
And I don't think he really minds. I mean, he calls it pussy power when I like use pussy power to like get booked or do stuff, like, you know, like he's supportive of it.
Okay, he's like, he's a feminist.
Oh yeah.
Okay. What do you think about feminists dating non-feminists?
I don't have anything like, I think date whoever you want to date. I'm just like, I feel like you guys would argue, like
maybe that's like fun,
I guess. I mean, I dated a non-feminist, yeah, my last boyfriend. He was like, you know, came from a very religious background and he was pretty traditional and conservative. And like, it definitely caused, like, I really loved him. So I was like willing to date him, mm-hmm, but it caused all sorts of issues.
I'm going to talk to you about this later, okay, off the pod.
Okay. But just the stuff like who pays for what and like whatever, like, I don't.
Oh, those are the,
like, I don't want to be expected to do X, Y, Z.
To pay for stuff.
Not even there, like sex stuff or, yeah, finance. Like you, all the, like, ways.
I don't want to pay for stuff. Actually, yeah. I pay for everything.
I pay for everything, too. Yeah. I,
Because you're a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And I'm a mommy.
I love to mommy.
Yeah. You do?
Yes. I love, well, I'm a control freak. I'm type A. Which is a way that I can express my type. I like to play God. And, like, the men that I've had long-term relationships with are all men I've, like, saved.
Successfully.
Yes. Like, I've
And raised, they all, like, fall in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you break up with all of them?
Yeah, and they've both tried to propose.
That's the thing about saving men, heteronormative relationships, hashtag, is that they fall in love with you so deeply. And then when you're you and I are very similar.
Yeah,
but,
I can tell.
But
also different.
But you are type A, I'm type B, but the same, like, core.
Yeah.
Like, we've only been on a couch together for, like, maybe 15 minutes.
No, I feel, like, connected.
Yeah, but it's very, like, I'm seeing, like, what, this is, like.
You feel like you're looking in a mirror.
Yeah, but I feel it's the same way. One that's 2 years younger. But, yeah, the opposite. Okay,
you
anyway.
Mentor me.
Don't age me. Yeah, I'm at, when you turn 28, that's when you start being like, oh, I'm so old.
Are you going through a Saturn return?
I don't know what the fuck that means, but I'm going through.
Do people keep asking you that?
No,
it's just like some,
no one's asking,
like, theory that, like, every 28 years you have some sort of major breakthrough or life change.
So, oh,
like,
yes, I am.
Happens at 28 and whatever 28 times 2 is, 56.
Don't
trust me to do science. If you knew how dumb I was, you wouldn't trust any of the science. The other day I Googled, what is a chromosome?
Didn't you go to Columbia?
For grad.
So?
And I went to Dartmouth for undergrad.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I got into either of those schools.
You laughed your way through. Yeah. You charmed them.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what we were just talking about because I already forgot. I'm going to move on to, because I have so many other questions I want to ask you. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Before we move on from the research study, you tout the show as, like, you talk about how all the men fell in love with you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil so much, but for the folks back home who can't come to New York City,
yeah,
what are some, like, details that you can share?
Well, I mean, I think it's a very basic Pavlovian response. Like, you've just ejaculated and then you're seeing me. It's like immediate. And I've got my little gloves on. I got the latex coat. And, like, the visit really only takes 15 minutes. What I have to do, like, I have to take your blood pressure and weigh you and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But the room's blocked out for the hour. And every single one of the guys stayed the hour and, like, poured their hearts out to me. I mean, all of them left my office being like, that felt like therapy.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. I also think it's something like, you're on the exam table with the paper and I'm here with my lab coat on and my glasses. And it's like,
yeah, it kind of feels like a sexy nurse, like, role play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no, very much.
You're
also
just
none of these
hot
guys have healthcare. Like, I think it was so exciting for them.
Cause they're all comedians.
And I gave them all, like, Peppa Pig stickers or, like, Elmo.
Oh my god.
I love to be mommy.
Wow,
I really love it.
You were fucking thriving.
Thank you.
Damn. Okay. So you like to be mommy, but, like, do you want a daddy?
Not really. I really Damn. Don't like being told what to do. I mean, sometimes I get decision fatigue and it's so nice if, like, my boyfriend just makes a dinner reservation for us or he's like, will you wear this dress that I love? Like, it feels nice to have decisions be made for me.
Yeah.
That does feel good. But most of the time I prefer to make choices also because I'm more particular. So I'd rather, it's worth it for me to put the effort into making a decision if it means I'll like what we're doing.
Okay. In the bedroom, are you just as dominant?
No, that's my vacation. I just want to chill the fuck out.
Okay, so you're a sub.
Pillow princess, yes.
Pillow princess or a sub?
More pillow princess. I just don't want to move.
A Okay.
Sometimes in the beginning of relationships, I'm a little more aggressive.
How many relationships have you been in?
I've had 3 serious boyfriends.
Okay, and then like...
And then like one night stands in between. But I've only been single since I was 16, or since I was 18, for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Like I jump.
Okay.
I can't be alone. Very scary.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to unpack that.
But I've accepted it. I think that there's a lot of like judgment against serial monogamists for being like, a lot of times I tell people like, oh, I've like boyfriend hopped, and people are like.
Boyfriend hopped?
Boyfriend hopped. Hopped.
Oh, okay.
Not topped. Okay. Not my MO.
Okay.
But, and people are like, oh, you need to learn to be on alone. It's like, I was alone for the first 18 years of my life. In between the relationships, I was alone. I don't prefer it.
And do you, well, sorry? You seem extroverted, but.
Very extroverted.
Okay. So you probably thrive from being around other people all the time. I'm an extrovert and I'm hardly ever with people, and that's why I'm like so depressed and anxious. So I think extroverts should be in relationships all the time. Totally. Should always be with someone else.
Totally. My first boyfriend and I were very codependent. Like we were roommates at our college. We were with each other all the time. Peas and pod. We were together for 4.5 years.
You met as roommates or?
No, the college I went to, you could have like gender neutral roommates. So like we lived together in college.
So liberal.
We were together for 4 years. It was very serious.
Very serious.
And that was really codependent. My current boyfriend works nights. And because of stand-up, we really only see each other maybe two times a week.
But you live together?
But we live together. But we're like ships in the night. Like okay. I leave the house every day at 10 and I get home from stand-up at like 1 and I go to bed. And then he'll get home at 4 a.m. from work, and he runs a hip hop studio. And then he'll sleep from 4 a.m. to like noon or 1.
Oh man, he's like really good in bed.
He's good in bed. He's slept with a lot of women. And then he'll.
He's had practice.
Yeah, he's older. Yeah. And then so we're kind of like ships in the night.
Okay, yeah, that's.
But it's been good for me to learn. I'm like both alone and with him at the same time. But like I have to learn how to like whatever. But stand up's really taken over my life. Can I put my feet on this?
Sure I don't fine. Know. Haley?
I'm sure it's fine. What's she writing down?
Notes. Oh. She's transcribing. Oh. She's like the court stenographer.
Stenographer, yeah.
I also went to Dartmouth. Just kidding. I didn't at all. I went to a Big Ten school.
Where'd you go?
Indiana.
Oh, yes, you said.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. But I'm like, interestingly, only to me probably, Indiana is home to the Kinsey Institute. Well, do you know the Kinsey Institute?
Why does that sound so
familiar? It's one of like the top sex research institutes.
Yes.
You know Alfred Kinsey?
Yeah.
The father of the of sex research, sex revolution. He spearheaded like the biggest study on female sexuality and male sexuality in the 50s.
Interesting.
And established the Kinsey Institute and at Indiana University. Ooh. But it was just defunded this year from someone called something like Lindsay Sweets, whatever Sweets.
Okay.
And she's like, he included like pedophiles. This is a good segue to a question I have for you, but he included pedophiles in his study and I don't like that. And it's like, whatever, he's dead and there's been other research, like why do you care?
That sucks.
The segue here
is
I want you to tell me about Club Penguin.
Okay, this is my best bit right now. This is true.
I'm milking you for all your best
stuff.
This is
true. This is completely true. I wanted a boyfriend. I didn't know where to find a boyfriend, so I made a Club Penguin account.
That's where everyone was at.
We all know. Yeah, it was very cool. I had to learn all my times tables to get a Club Penguin account. That was like the rule with my parents.
Oh, so satisfying. Like when you did.
Well, I really struggled with seven.
Seven.
And 11s.
Seven times seven.
49.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And I really should not have been allowed to get the job I have.
You don't need math.
What?
Well, someone else can take care of
someone else can do. I have a calculator. It's fine. So I made this Club Penguin account and I was messaging everyone in my igloo trying to find a boyfriend.
How many people were in your, like your house and like your little puggly
puffin or whatever. And I'd like go ice fishing and whatever. Skiing. And the account was removed under suspicion of pedophilia because everyone else in this igloo was like, how are you? Like who likes hot chocolate? Like, who wants to go ice fishing? And I was like, who in the igloo is between the ages of 9 and 11 lives within driving distance of New York, is male, send multiple photos.
Did anybody respond? Also, can you send photos? No,
I don't know. Nobody responded. The account was taken down. I tried to like dispute it and they were like, no child would do this. But I've always been, I mean, when my preschool boyfriend and I broke up, I carried a photo of him around in a Ziploc bag, like a purse.
Wow.
For months. It was very, it's very sad.
Are you in therapy?
Oh yeah.
Wait, like what's the
reason behind my boy crazy?
Yeah.
She thinks I wasn't getting enough validation at home. Like I had a brother who was like had a lot of discipline issues. And then my parents had another baby and I was kind of like the crock pot you could just turn on and it's fine. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't really have to worry about me. But the other side of not worrying about is like not getting a lot of like attention and praise and whatever. That's like a lot. That was sort of the initial idea that inspired my one woman show hour, whatever.
Wow.
But my therapist is like, okay, so you went looking for praise everywhere you could, i.e. doing stand-up comedy, or, you know, being a serial monogamist or being like, well, you like me.
Yeah, that's interesting. Cause you weren't even just, well, you've had 17 one night stands, but you've been in three very serious relationships. Like you can still have healthy relationships with other people.
I date to marry.
That's great. You date to marry.
Oh yeah. I don't like to waste my time, as discussed.
And when did that stop? The one night stands were in between these.
Yeah.
And those but
if any of them were like spousal prospects, I would have been their girlfriend.
So what do you look for in a partner? What's a spousal prospect?
Yeah. Someone that like you feel like you have really similar values. I know that I want kids. Like that's a deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. I want my kids to be raised Jewish. Mm-hmm. That's a deal breaker for me.
What kind of Jewish?
I grew up conservative. It's probably like somewhere between conservative and reform.
Me too. Wait, where'd you? You went to an all girls school. You didn't go.
But
to
I went to Hebrew school. I went to B'nai Jeshurun, which is like on the block here.
Okay, cool.
And I just think it's important to like torture my children the same way I was tortured.
It really builds character.
It really does. It really, really
does. It's like, it's important.
It is.
Like, it's not like we're not going to do it like to punish. It's like you will appreciate it.
Yeah. And now I appreciate it, but I hated it at the time.
Yeah. So I went to Jewish day school nursery to senior year.
Wow. Baruch Hashem.
Yes. Baruch Hashem that my family could afford to send me to school. So I have three older brothers. We all went. Mm. And we were raised conservative.
Were you kosher in the house or what sort of level? Like I don't eat pork, but I eat shellfish.
We were kosher in the house, but we didn't wait like 30 minutes.
Like you mix meat and dairy or
we didn't mix it, but we would eat it like right we would after. Have like steak for dinner and then like ice cream for dessert.
Okay.
And watch a movie on Shabbat.
Okay. So you like keep Shabbat. Okay.
Yeah, we did, but we did Kiddush every Friday. Like that's I had nice. Shabbat. We just celebrate it in a different way, like with the family, relaxing, unwinding. And now I celebrate by like having sex on Friday.
It's a mitzvah.
Double mitzvah. Maybe it's only a double mitzvah if you actually keep Shabbat.
Mm. So I do it through like the sheet. One. So it's a double mitzvah.
It's a triple. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something I look for in like a serious person.
Okay,
like,
wait.
Yes.
Circumcision.
Yeah.
Because you've had...
I've slept with one person who is not circumcised. Yeah. And I remember he was like, hey, is it cool if we don't use a condom? And I was like, oh, why? And he goes, oh, it just feels way better. And I was like, oh, well, yeah. But like...
Oh, you thought it was like something special?
I thought he had an illness or like he was... It was like, okay, man. It was so funny. I was like, sure. But
What was his weird. Like when he was erect, did it still look like he was uncircumcised?
Yeah.
Okay. Like sometimes.
No, I've never seen anything like it.
Okay.
Were you ever seen one? I was scared.
Yeah. I saw what I took some guy's virginity in Barcelona when I was studying abroad.
Okay.
He was like really nerdy and the lights were off. Okay. And
did you see it?
I barely saw it. And then I like saw it, didn't touch it or anything. He put it inside me, one pump jump, like literally came immediately, put his pants on. So I didn't really have to deal with it, but I was still like shooketh. I was
I read this theory on Reddit about how uncircumcised men are gentler lovers because they have so much more like nerve endings.
makes sense.
So they're not like,
yeah. Jewish guys suck in bed. Yeah. I mean, they could be better. No. I would say it's the mama's boys who are bad.
My boyfriend, who I've been with for 3 years, is the first Jew I'd ever slept with. I was like anti-Semitic in my dating. My first kiss was a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And then no more Jews. I felt like it was like the only way I could rebel in my whole life. Like, oh. I was such a goody two-shoes. This is like my one thing.
That's interesting.
And I had such a bad experience like in Hebrew school and I hated it for so long. And
oh, like, that's what I want to say. So I went to Jewish day school. Okay. And for me, everyone I knew did that. For kids who went to Hebrew school, like, on Sundays or whatever, okay, like, Wednesdays, I don't know.
I went Tuesday, Thursday, 4 to 6.
Okay, Tuesday, Thursday, you have extra school that your classmates don't have. It's like an extra, it's just, yeah, sucks.
Yeah, it sucked.
And I...
And, like, the teachers were all 17, and the kids, like, no one wanted to be there. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, one of my friends told me he was a Hebrew school, Hebrew school to me is like literally school. So to say, it's like, how could he be a teacher there? But anyway, like an after school program.
Yeah.
And he was like drinking while he was going there and he eventually gets fired. And it's like, that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
No, but that's a totally different experience than what I had. So
what did you have?
Well, just that I have no internalized anti-Semitism. Right. That was just the way it was. I had school from 8:30 to 4 and then extracurriculars after that. So then when I hear that public school kids get out at 2:30 and then they have Hebrew school, it's like, you still get home earlier than I do. Like, what are you complaining about? But it's just everything's so subjective.
Yeah. And also, like, the Jewish schools, at least in Manhattan when I was growing up, like, there were no reform or conservative Jewish schools. Like, they were really Jewish.
Right. Like,
and my parents are not. Yeah, my parents were not, like, super observant in that way.
Yeah.
So I don't think a Jewish school was ever really on the table.
Yeah,
But my last relationship, we had some religious issues.
Yeah.
He was Muslim and very observant, and he ended up marrying a very nice Muslim woman.
Ooh.
Shortly after we broke up, sort of because of that.
Wow.
And
you're welcome.
No, yeah, you're welcome. She's great. I'm sure they're great together. And I've met her. She's lovely. I'm very happy for both of them.
Wow. You guys keep in touch?
Not really, but like, we'll see each other at college stuff. And there's no bad blood or anything. It wasn't meant to be. But that experience sort of showed me, like, oh, that was the first time my Judaism was ever sort of challenged. Like, he wanted me to convert. I didn't want to. Like,
You can convert, you'll still be Jewish.
My boyfriend before that was Christian, but he was down to have Jewish, half Christian, half Jewish, and that was fine with me at the time. And then dating my more recent ex, I was like, oh, this is actually something I'm willing to, like, fight for. And it had never been important until then.
Wow.
Until it was threatened.
That was an important relationship for you to have.
Yeah.
To find.
And then I actually I met my current boyfriend on Bumble, and I filtered by Jewish, which is something I would have never done, just because I was like, I need to, like, I've never even, like, slept with a Jewish guy. I need to, like, see the vibe.
Wow. I'm so happy you're with someone Jewish. No, sorry to everyone who's not Jewish who's listening to this. But if you are listening to this, like, you're probably a fan of mine and you get it. I think that I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
Okay. Do you spit or swallow?
I haven't given a blowjob in about 5 years.
5 years? You've never given your boyfriend a blowjob?
Maybe like one. No, I guess maybe twice.
You guys been dating for 3 years, right?
No, I have a couple times. It's not really I hate it. Is that crazy?
I'm just shocked because you're the cum queen.
I don't want to take my work home with me.
Okay, that's fucking valid.
But yeah, it was never my thing. Wow. I hate it. I had to get my tonsils out. Maybe that was a problem.
Wouldn't that give you, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really breathe through my nose.
You have the makings of, like, a blowjob queen. And have you heard the stereotype that Jewish girls are
amazing? Yeah, I've heard that.
And what is your personal, like, theory on that as someone who doesn't like giving head?
I don't know. Maybe the guilt or Jew guilt.
Guilt, yeah. Unless, like...
I don't know. God, I haven't thought about that forever, that I don't really do that. I just, like... I just hate it.
Do you like getting eaten out?
Yeah, but I won't finish from it. So
Right. Like, okay, so let's get into the anorgasmia, though.
Yeah.
So
I've accepted that. I have a whole joke where I say, I'm still workshopping it, but if I ever get stranded on a deserted island, it means I'll never orgasm again. unless I put a bunch of wasps in a coconut.
Like Cleopatra.
Yeah. Is that what she did?
Yeah. Well, it's a rumor. Probably not actually, but yeah.
I've accepted this. You're queen. As a science girl.
But you orgasm when you masturbate.
Yeah. Or I'll like use it while I have sex.
Oh.
Wait. With my partner.
With a sex toy.
Yeah. Like a little. Oh, I don't. I use the vibrator when I masturbate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Or I'll use it while I have sex.
And when you have sex, you can orgasm with the vibrator or no?
Yeah. Sometimes it's like too much going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's also fine if you don't.
Sometimes. It's easier for me to if it's just the vibrator. And I can like concentrate.
Okay. And you have control.
I have control.
Over it. Yeah. Okay.
But I still like sex.
Yeah, that's the thing that, like, I feel...
As much as more, just more nuanced for me, I guess.
Okay, as someone who's anorgasmic, so I have a hard time coming with guys as well, mm-hmm. which...
Do you sleep with women?
I'm heteroflexible. I've slept with one woman, and she mm-hmm. did not make me come. And okay. that's why I was like...
During Pride Month?
Into come girls? But I think she was just really bad in bed, and okay. I rocked her fucking world, but okay. whatever. I think I talked about this on another episode already. So I'm sounding kind of obsessive, but I have a hard time coming with people because of trust and like, what is it? It's closeness. It's like the most vulnerable thing that you can do with someone and like whatever your face does or whatever.
Oh, I don't feel any of that.
You don't feel it?
No, I don't feel... I don't get embarrassed.
Okay. So I'm...
Or feel... I don't really feel vulnerable. Like, and that's why I can do stand-up. Because I'm not...
I have feelings.
I don't get embarrassed easily or, like, worry about that kind of...
Why do you think...
It's a physical... I think it's, like, a nerve ending.
But you can do it when you masturbate.
With machinery.
And...
Like, I've never, like, made okay, myself I see orgasm, what you're saying. Like, with my hand.
Okay. Because you started out with an Oral-B toothbrush.
I think that's the problem.
Have you ever tried or like, are you interested even?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you find your favorite ice cream, you can go try all the other ice cream flavors, but it's like, what a waste of fucking money and time and calories and energy.
You're too deep into it. Too. Yeah. Like, why try something hard?
But also, like, I have sex all the time and don't come because I'm, like, lazy or I don't want to get the vibrator or it's out of battery or, like, I don't care.
I think that... Okay, for me, guys have been, it really gets them down when they can't make me come. And I didn't realize that until like.
After I give a little speech, like, years. It's not you.
And they're fine with that.
Yeah. Because I'm a good sport. Like, I still like to have sex. It's just, well, I won't climax. It's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I probably just like have sex with very insecure people. Where like the fact that they can't get me to do it when I make them come so often, they're like, okay. They just can't help internalize it. Like some girls who get upset when a guy goes flaccid, like that's
that doesn't bother
and
me.
It doesn't have anything to do with her.
Yeah, that would never bother me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's only bothered me when I can't actually have sex with them at all, I guess, ever. Like, yeah, if that was the one time we were going to see each other. But, yeah, that doesn't bother me. One, I'm just having a strong memory back. I hooked up with this guy from camp who I had such a crush on when we were in camp, and it was sort of like a reunion later. Mm. And he was, like, one of the most popular kids. Only reason I had a crush on him. Okay. But it wasn't until like after camp that we like linked. And he comes over to my place.
But how old are you when this was? When was this?
I was probably like 22, maybe. He comes over and he can't get hard. And so then we just like did face masks and girly shit. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn, never gonna.
That's annoying. Have you ever spoken since?
Nope. That was it.
That sucks.
But like the face mask was like a very
that's
nice.
Cute. Yeah, that's nice of you. You didn't have to do that.
It was nice. Like it was like a fun night together.
Yeah.
Like I'll always remember it. Have you ever had a facial?
Probably.
You don't remember?
That's when like a guy ejaculates on your face. I don't think so.
Yeah. I had my first one recently. I couldn't tell what you were going to say.
I couldn't remember. I don't think so.
Because you don't like giving head?
Yeah.
I guess was like nah. Not. Yeah. Right. You don't like to take your work home.
Yeah.
And that's hilarious.
Sorry to disappoint. I think I'm a little more vanilla.
Okay. What's your pube situation?
Full. I don't really.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if I go swimming, I'll shave or whatever.
All of it? You just like
yeah.
rip it all off? Okay. So you have a Jew bush.
Yeah. So does my boyfriend.
Nice. I fucking love
I'm
hair.
Just, as I said, I'm lazy. I don't love it.
Oh.
But.
What don't you love? On you or just your boy?
I don't know. I wish it, if I had the energy, I would landscape a little bit more.
Like the bikini line, yeah, like a landing strip, a little heart.
I got a
Star of David.
Honestly, I don't really think about it that much. Like, it doesn't really affect. I think if I was single, I would. When I was single, I think I did a little bit more work.
A little more
woman. But someone's in love with me. Like what? Like I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
It's not on my to-do. It's not in my. I don't have in my iCal space time to do that.
That's why I'm late everywhere. Cause I'm just all today, for instance, because I was a little late to the recording today. I shaved my legs.
I just shaved my legs.
Can I feel
Please.
Them? Very nice.
Thank you.
You don't want to feel mine?
I'd love to. Very nice.
Thanks. Yeah, they feel just like yours, but I forgot to put lotion on. Tell me about your first kiss.
Oh my God. I tried to write a bit about this for so long, but it was so sad. Camp dance, classic. Went to an all-girls camp, Walden. Shout out. The boys' camps called us Tubble Wubble Walden because all we'd want to do at the dances was like eat the french fries. and I remember this was with Winnebago, the boys' camp, and they like bust them all in on like a school bus. Uh-huh. And we all had to have dinner together because the boys hadn't eaten dinner yet.
That's awkward.
And all the girls were like, who can like eat the least? And I was like, shut the fuck up. So everyone, we all like ate dinner and then we all walked to our like common room, which mm-hmm. was huge. But my bunk was small. There were only like 12 of us and there were only like 14 of them. So imagine only like 25, 30 people in a room for like 500 people. We were all just like in one corner and someone was playing like the hit, the you know, number one hits and all the counselors were standing around. And then everyone sort of started like grinding and I didn't know what to do. And it was like, whatever. But then I remember I was talking to a guy who I thought was kind of ugly, but he was like a human male uh-huh. and he had like a heartbeat. And like, that was all a pulse. That was like all I wanted. And he'd said that he lived in the city. And I was like, boyfriend. Like, I just want a boyfriend. So I was like, oh, okay. So I told one of the boys that I thought he was cute. And he went over and, like, whispered in his ear. And then he came over and gave me a thumbs
up. Oh, my God. This is so nerve-wracking.
And I remember he said, you guys are both wearing orange shirts. And I was like, it's meant to be. And then I remember my friend gave me the EOS lip balm. Because, like, everyone could see. It was, like, 25 of us.
Wait, wait, wait.
So everyone could see this exchange going down.
The egg chapstick?
Yes. Yes.
Had, like, a lawsuit?
Yeah, like, something happened.
Okay, it's funny.
And I remember my friend was like, just stick your tongue in and out of his mouth. And I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to do that. So then he came over. We had said not a word to each other at this point. He came over and he looked at me and he just pointed upstairs, which is, like, where, like, the broom closet was where everyone would go to, like, make out. Uh-huh. So we, like, just started walking over there and we walked up the stairs and then we just started kissing and it was, like, a slop, like, saliva dripping down my face.
Ugh.
And I don't know why, but for all, like, I'd been daydreaming about getting my first kiss for years. And I had never once in all of that imagined the existence of human teeth. Like, it was so shocking to me and, like, revolting. And our teeth kept clanging and it was, like, such a nightmare. But I'll never forget, he, on the way down, and then we had to walk back to everyone, he held my hand. It was the first time I'd ever, like, held hands with him. And that, to me, was, like, more meaningful than the kiss. And then we got each other's addresses. And we wrote love letters to each other.
Did you save them?
I have them in a box in my house. Oh. Back and forth. I'll never forget the first one. Dear Sarah, I enjoyed making out with you. First sentence. And every time I would get a new letter, I would do a reading for the bunk. I'd make everyone, like, whatever. Then, actually, it's a really sad ending. Do you want to hear the sad ending?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, he, what?
Yeah, I'm just scared.
Okay, then he was like, the last letter I got from him was like in August, right before camp ended. He was like, when we get back to New York, do you want to go on a date? And I was like, yes, like it's happening. Like I was freaking out, like I told everyone. And then I didn't get a return letter. And I was like, I don't know what that is. Then we got back to New York And I like called his landline. I Facebook messaged him. I like wrote him a letter. I texted him. I called him. Psycho behavior. Ghosted. Complete ghost. Silence.
Did he die?
So, he didn't, worse. So then my friend from my high school was like, oh, I'm kind of friends with Daniel. Maybe I'll like go talk to him for you. And I was like, oh, okay. Then she texts me that night and is like, I have to tell you something.
He never existed?
No. They kissed and she started dating him. She stole him. And then a screenshot circulated that he had texted someone about me. They said, why don't you want to go out with Sarah? And he said, camp hot is different than real hot. And I, this more than anything in my life, like truly affected me. Like it was awful. Like I didn't go to school the next day. Like I felt awful. And then this girl dated this guy I had like thought in my head. We never even spoke. But she started dating him and like wear his sweaters to school. And then we went on a school field trip. And they made us roommates. And she would like FaceTime him. It was a nightmare. They ended up breaking up. And
who made you roommates?
The school, like the administrator was like, because I just transferred like, to that school.
Fuck with Sarah.
It was awful. Anyway, they eventually broke up and she transferred schools because she had some issues.
Dude, that's truly awful.
But it was really awful. And the camp hot is different than real hot. It was like something that has like really stayed. I mean, I was 14 when that happened, so it was 12 years ago. And I still think about that all the time.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Camp hot is hotter than regular hot. I completely
agree.
Hot.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah.
I completely
what
agree.
What he's saying is he can't handle
also,
you.
Like, I looked him up a couple years ago. Ugly. I am so, this guy looks like Spock. Okay. I am so out of this guy's league.
Spock's hot to Daniel. Some people.
sorry. That was
but
offensive.
Daniel has an ugly personality.
And honestly, this girl and I looked a lot alike. The girl that stole him. Like yeah. We were both the same height, both brunette, both Jewish. We like looked really similar. People mixed us up.
Wait, and you both went to the same school?
And the same camp. That was the problem.
Wow.
So she stole him.
Typical men just like looking for sexual variety.
I know.
To spread their semen.
Yeah.
He already planted his
seed.
His seed on your lips.
I would have like slept with, like I was obsessed with him.
Yeah. I mean, you were both wearing orange.
I know.
Like.
That was really funny.
You know, I actually don't even really love orange.
No, it's horrible.
Said that,
look
like,
how warm toned I am. It's a bad color on me. It's bad.
You're warm toned?
I think so.
What am I?
I think you're also warm toned.
Really? Because I've been trying to figure that out for the past. Yeah, I wear
maybe
gold, but I don't know.
Are you Sephardic or Ashkenazi?
Ashkenazi, okay, but you think too. I'm Sephardic?
No, but my boyfriend's Sephardic and he's more cool toned.
Oh.
So maybe, I don't know.
I thought Sephardic men would be more warm toned.
Oh, I don't know.
I stare at my veins sometimes because they're like, if it's blue and purple, then you're
right.
Cool.
And if it's green.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I'm all of those.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm neutral.
Maybe you can do both and lucky you.
Yeah, I got you a girl who can
do both.
Have both. Okay, did you bring?
Okay, I brought an item. I didn't know what to bring. It was very open-ended.
I know. Yeah, you were.
And the prompt was just bring an item. So I brought the shirt I have to be wearing.
It's show and tell time.
And I lost my virginity.
That's amazing.
It's Brandy Melville, obviously. Here you go.
All right. I will present
I haven't
it.
Like worn it since. This is some like high school shit.
Did you put this in like a box?
No, I sometimes still wear it. Super cute. Little Brandy tie front top.
This is very cute. Wait, yeah, I recognize this shirt.
Yeah, everyone
from your
was
Instagram
wearing,
feed.
Everyone was wearing that shirt. Well, I don't know if that's true. But
is
everyone
it not?
Was wearing, I don't think I've worn this in a photo in a while, but everyone was wearing this kind of shirt.
This color looks really good on you.
Thank you. I love green. And yeah, when I turned 18 at the all-girls school, I made a Tinder account. I lost my virginity to like a 25-year-old. And I was like, now that I'm older than he is, I'm like, why are we going out with a high school senior? That's like really.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to go to prom with me and he said no. And in my head at the time, I was like, that's so fucked. But now I'm like, obviously, he said no. He would have been arrested. Like, it's crazy to me that I asked. I thought I was going to bring a lawyer to my, can't believe he's a lawyer, to my high school prom.
Did you tell your friends?
No, I didn't tell anyone.
You were just going to bring him?
It was kind of dangerous. No. Oh, I thought you meant when I lost my virginity. No, I was just going to bring him. Well, I told people. I was like, I have like a new older guy who like sometimes we like go to a movie. Like I couldn't even drink. Like it was really weird.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking creep.
So hot.
25.
Was it Spanish?
Ugh, I don't know why guy. Okay, just Luis. Kidding. I know why guys like younger girls because
also like fertile. He knew I was a virgin. He definitely thought that was sexy.
Have you Googled him?
Yeah, he's married. Living in Virginia.
Do you know where all of your...
Oh, yeah. Well, I keep talking
17 one-night stands are...
Well, some of them, like, don't on social media or whatever.
That's cool.
But, like, I've never, like, blocked anyone. Like, I let everyone see my stuff. I want everyone I'm scared, slept with, to be scared I talk about them on stage. That's my ultimate goal. But it does drive me nuts when guys are like, I bet you talk about me. I'm like, I don't care if you live or die. I don't ever think about you.
Except for right now.
But that does drive me nuts. But no, I want men to live in fear. That's like a huge part of why I started stand up.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. You're a woman to be feared.
That is such a nice thing to say thank you.
I do a little bit.
What?
I fear you a little bit.
Oh, I fear you a little bit. And I think that's healthy.
You really shouldn't.
Okay.
I'm not one to be feared.
Are we about to kiss right now?
You said that you're like the straightest person in the entire world. So like, I can't even entertain that because it's mean.
You're right. No, I'm sorry. And during Pride Month, that's rude.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. My last question.
Oh, wow.
Is what's inside your nightstand?
Okay. I brought a photo.
I want to see it.
So I don't have a nightstand because my bed takes up the whole room.
I thought everyone had a nightstand. And
so I don't.
All three guests who have been on so far, none of you guys had nightstands.
So I just took a picture of like the equivalent in my apartment.
Yeah. Is that like a.
Just like my little baby coffee table next to the couch. So that's just what it was. Yeah.
This is a nightstand. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. We have weed. Wait. Are you kidding me? I literally had this shitty bowl.
I love it.
I had to throw it out.
Unreliable. They're gross. I have to get a new one like every 6 months.
Yeah, I got it. I threw it out when I moved. All right, we have a candle. What scent?
That's a cup of tea.
What?
It's a little tea bag.
Oh my God. I'm so dumb. No, chamomile?
I only drink English breakfast with milk and sugar.
Yummy. I love milk with tea.
Me too.
We have a hot girl hair clip.
Thanks.
She's reading The Midcoast. A novel.
It's fine.
Adam White.
I'm a big reader. Follow me on Goodreads.
Wow. Okay. Plug. I don't read.
I'm going to give it 2 to 3 stars, maybe.
Is this a Brandy Melville scrunchie?
I don't know, but I haven't used that scrunchie in forever.
Okay, but it's there, and it's a there. Yellow mustard.
Which is like not
this is hot. Where do you put your sex toys?
I have next to my bed, like a little, it's like for people who don't have bedside tables, you like put like it's like a envelope sort of thing, like a felt.
It's like a photo.
It's like a felt slider that you can like use it to put books in or whatever. So I keep like my books, my eye mask, like my vibrator, and like all that stuff in the felt. It's like a little, like imagine like a little shelf that you can like clip onto the side of your bed because you have them in dorms because I don't have a bedside table because you open the door and the bed is it takes up the whole room because I wanted a king.
No, I've seen it and wow,
my friend snores.
Wow, get the fuck you said, away.
Take a picture
me.
Of your bed. I also got a picture.
Okay, let's see it.
This was when I left the house because he's nocturnal, so he's still asleep.
Oh, that's adorable.
He's so cute.
Aww.
He's my tiny little baby.
Wait, he's Sephardic. Boy. He looks kind of Russian.
He's Greek and Turkish.
Greek. Okay, I feel like Greek, Russian, it's kind of like that, the zest.
Yeah.
Brick wall, bitches love brick.
I don't like it. I wish I didn't have it.
I guess you're not a bitch then.
How could you say that to me? He's so cool, look at him.
He's very cute. I was,
I think he's hot.
Who's this person?
It's his client.
Oh wait, he's a hip.
He's a sound engineer.
Oh, I thought he taught hip-hop dance.
No, but he did do hip-hop dance.
I was like, I've been wanting to go to like a very amateur hip-hop.
Okay.
And I figured he probably is an amateur.
He dances. He used to like ballet.
Like teaching people.
To do hip-hop dance.
Yeah, like amateur people.
No, he doesn't do that. But if you ever wanted to learn how to mix, master, and produce hip-hop, he's your guy.
Pass.
IMI Studios, shout out.
Cool. Well, you guys seem like a super hot power couple.
That's the goal.
Who I will never have the opportunity to have sex with, but Maybe someone will someday. I don't know.
I don't think threesome is on the table for us. We're like very classic monogamous in that sense.
So classic.
Like very true. Like we'll never be open.
You're a trad wife.
Yeah. Well, like now, yeah, I don't think so. I would also only probably have a threesome with two dudes, and that's not on the table. So,
ooh.
I want to have a threesome with two dudes who have a podcast because, like, I want them to have chemistry.
That's cute.
They could do the podcast.
That would make a great OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like an OnlyFans exclusive podcast.
I want to run a podcast called Two Dudes Who Are Currently Having Sex With Me. And the podcast is just us having a threesome while doing a podcast.
Okay, well, your boyfriend's going to have to either,
there's
like
an alternate universe.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Gotcha. Anything goes. Yeah. And with that,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Should we shake hands? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you were ready too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. T. It was a pleasure having
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Can you let everyone know where they can follow you on social?
I would love that. I actually just made a new website.
Wait, I looked at it today and I was so impressed. Yeah. I actually loved it.
Thank you. SarahAdelmanComedy.com, ADELMAN. Or Instagram, SarahAdelmanComedy1, TikTok, Sarah_Adelman. Like to keep it interesting. That's mostly it. I run two comedy shows. Unladylike Comedy here at Stand Up New York once a month, and Disco Nap Comedy also once a month at Mood Ring in Bushwick. And I'm doing Projector Fest on June 30th. And I do like bar shows or small shows almost every night. And those I just put on my Instagram stories. But my big shows that I have like nice tickets to are all linked on my website. Let's be friends.
Yay.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of Good in Bed. I hope you're a little tiny bit better now. Let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, because I asked you to. Follow me everywhere, or follow the podcast everywhere, at Good in Bed Pod. And you'll find me if you go to the podcast page. I have too many different handles. Okay, love you so much. Can't wait to see you next Tuesday.